This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Joining us this morning on the Trocare College Live Line, pharmacist and owner at Brighton Eggert Pharmacy, Don Arthur, as we are reacting to what we saw yesterday, the news that Rite Aid will be closing all of its locations in Western New York. Don, thanks for being with us this morning. Were you surprised to see this news? All Rite Aid's closing?
Hey, good morning, Brian and Susan. Absolutely. You know, Rite Aid, you know, they've been wrestling with bankruptcy since 2023, but, you know, they're not a restaurant, not a clothing store. They're a healthcare provider in our community, and to have them, you know, make this announcement and with closures apparently occurring in less than 4 weeks is very concerning.
I mean, this fall is incredible because it really is a big player around here, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's the largest. You know, we're skewed 178 Rite Aids in New York State. That's a lot of pharmacies. I think the chain's down to around 1,200 total stores, but we have 73 in Western New York, but we really should be focused on the city of Buffalo because Rite Aid, there's 13 stores, I think, in the city of Buffalo. And if you've watched over the last several years, Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, independent community pharmacies have left the city. And Rite Aid really was the last one standing. You know, we opened up a store in the Black Rock community in 1958, my father did. And, you know, we're still there, but there are really very few options for people in the city of Buffalo.
Not a lot of options, especially if you have an insurer or a type of medication that basically mandates that you go to a Rite Aid or a certain pharmacy. How common is that here in Western New York? And, you know, do people really have a lot of options if that's their case?
Well, we're going to, my short time with you, there's no way I'm not going to mention the three-letter word PBMs, the prescription benefit managers, because you'll hear different reasons that Rite Aid's closing, shoplifting, mail order pharmacy, Mark Cuban, Amazon. Yeah, those are all contributing factors, the high cost of labor. But really what's done this to Rite Aid is the prescription benefit managers. Express Scripts is the most offensive. Unfortunately, Highmark Blue Cross has chose to do business with them in Univera, but to answer your question, we've worked hard over the last 25 years in Washington and Albany to pass what we call any willing provider legislation. What that means is that we just want patients in Western New York to select the pharmacy of their choice. If they want to go to big box Walmart, that's their option. If they want to go to a Rite Aid, that's their option. If they want to go to Brighton Eggert or Black Rock Pharmacy, that's option. So we've advocated strongly that insurance plans cannot mandate. With that said, there is any willing provider legislation. That means that any provider willing to accept unacceptable reimbursement from the insurance plan can participate, and most of us do. So seniors, except for rare union negotiated plans, will have options, and regular commercial patients to go to other pharmacies.
You know, I'm wondering, Don, what this means for the local pharmacy landscape, and could other pharmacies be in trouble too for the same thing you just said about PBMs.
Yeah, I've mentioned previously, starting in January 2024, that's when these prescription benefit managers, remember there's three that are processing prescriptions for 80% of America today, Express Scripts that is handling Highmark Blue Cross, unfortunately, and Univera, United Healthcare, we all know who they are, Optum Rx, and the third is CVS Caremark. So they're out there and they're taking care of 250 million Americans today, and all pharmacies are struggling. Since January 2024, we've been averaging 9 pharmacies a day in America are closing, 6 chain, 3 independent. Rite Aid, 178 stores, that number is going to go up exponentially. If, unfortunately, the entire chain throughout the country is no longer viable, that's another 1,200 stores. So, yeah, this is not solving any problems. We've been telling state legislatures, we've been telling Washington that they need to get involved because it's affecting communities. The word desert's used all the time now. It's real. It's not just rural. There was a supervisor in the Western New York community on the phone yesterday. He was talking about losing the one and only store or pharmacy in his area, a Rite Aid, and he needs to find a replacement. There will be no replacement. It's unfortunate. I would love to grow my pharmacy. We used to have 8 pharmacies, but no one will be opening up pharmacies in the next several years because of the relationship that pharmacies have with the PBM.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Yes.
How much of a pharmacy's stability and success goes into the other things, you know, outside of the pharmacy, the things that are in the store? You know, Rite Aid, known as, it's almost like a type of convenience store, too, with all the things that they offered in on the shelves and in the cooler section. But a lot of comments saying, well, shelves were bare recently at a lot of these places, and that might have contributed to what we saw with this second bankruptcy filing. How much of a factor does that play in a pharmacy's success?
Great question. In the 1970s, my 8 stores, 50% of my business, prescription pharmacy, and that small footprint in the back corner, 50% all of our front-end merchandise. And that was true in the chain environment. Rite Aid showed up in the early 60s. A guy named Lou Lehrman started the company, divested when he ran unsuccessfully for governor, I think, years back. But Rite Aid's been around for a very long time, 50-plus years, and now they're gone. This is just a terrible story. But they've always relied on front-end. But that changed for a couple of reasons. Back in the 70s, the average prescription was $12. Today, the average brand-name prescription is approaching $800, much different there. The competition is different. We used to have Kmart and Twin Fair and Two Guys, I think Susan would remember. But, you know, today it's much different with Walmart and Costco coming to the area, Wegmans and different businesses. So the front end has become competitive. But, you know, people have been commenting on Rite Aid's bare shelves. Think of the math. We've talked often about the injectables for weight loss and diabetes. These medicines are exploding. Rite Aid purchases those medicines for close to $1,000. When they bill a patient's insurance with Blue Cross Highmark, they're paid $10, $20, $30, $40, $50 less than their cost for that $1,000 prescription. So try and figure out their cash flow and how often they can go to the bank for financing with that model. It's unsustainable, but think about that spend. Those drugs are exploding in demand, so Rite Aid's trying to keep up at the expense of aisle 4. Imagine how much shampoo, toothpaste, mouthwash you can buy for the $1,000 bill you spent on Ozempic, which Rite Aid lost $50 on. So the pharmacy now accounts for about 95% of our revenue, front end, less than 5.
Real quickly, Don, I mean, thousands of people are going to be looking for a new pharmacy locally. How much of a challenge is it going to be to accommodate these with the existing pharmacies?
Well, another great question. You have, you know, remember, Walgreens, they're closing 1,200 stores. Rite Aid stock went from $490 a share to 65 cents a share when in their first bankruptcy in 2023. Walgreens is following that path. Their stock 10 years ago was $100 a share. Now it's at $10 a share. So patients are going to have trouble because the chains, to stay open, like Rite Aid, they're cutting staff and they're already overwhelmed. 13 Rite Aids in the city of Buffalo, averaging 200 to 300 prescriptions filled a day. That's creating a void in 4 weeks of between 2,500 and 5,000 prescriptions a day. I don't think there's anyone in the vicinity that can absorb that kind of prescription volume, any of the chains or independents. So, you know, we've talked about this for 5 years. We've asked our state and federal governments for prescription benefit manager reform. It's a bipartisan support, but Washington gets complicated. So this is going to be a story for several months because the pharmacies in Western New York are going to try and accept these patients, but it's not just the added volume in an already stressed out scenario. When you call Walgreens Pharmacy, you get a call center. As a senior citizen, you get a remote call center. Very, very difficult to talk to professional staff at Walgreens. Add another 5,000 prescriptions a day in that city of Buffalo area. It's going to become unmanageable, and we'll see what happens in 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay. Well, hey, Don, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and definitely something that we'll keep an eye on. Don Arthur from Brighton Agri Pharmacy with us live here on WBEN.